Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Mindful Path to Intimacy, Cultivating a Deeper Connection with Your Partner, by psychologist and couples therapist James V. Cordova. Integrates mindfulness practice with key ideas from attachment theory to help partners create deeper emotional and physical closeness. Positioned as a practical relationship guide, the book addresses a common modern dilemma many couples are comfortable and committed, yet feel less truly connected over time because stress, routines, and constant distraction crowd out presence, curiosity, and warmth. Cordova frames intimacy as something built through attention, intentional action, and skillful responses to vulnerability, especially during conflict or moments of emotional reactivity. Rather than offering quick communication hacks, he emphasizes learnable capacities such as staying present, listening to understand, and becoming a safe harbor for one another. The approach is experiential, using mindfulness exercises, reflections, and prompts designed to be practiced individually and together. The overall purpose is to help couples feel more known, accepted, and emotionally secure, while also supporting a more satisfying and mindful sexual connection. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, mindful attention as the foundation of love. A central theme is that intimacy begins with attention. Cordova treats mindful attention not as a vague ideal, but as a practical behavior couples can cultivate noticing what is happening inside you, staying connected to what your partner is expressing, and returning to the present when the mind drifts into judgments, rehearsed arguments, or distraction. In many relationships, partners may spend lots of time near each other while being psychologically elsewhere, on screens, on stress, or on internal narratives about what the other person means. The book argues that this erosion of presence reduces the small moments where connection is normally renewed. Mindfulness provides a trainable skill set for reversing that drift. By practicing awareness of breath, body, and emotion, partners can become quicker at recognizing when they have checked out or become defensive, and more capable of re-engaging with kindness. This emphasis makes intimacy less dependent on having the perfect conversation and more dependent on building a shared habit of returning to one another. Over time, mindful attention supports affectionate responsiveness, clearer perception, and a sense that the relationship is alive rather than automatic. Secondly, turning toward vulnerability with warmth and acceptance, Cordova repeatedly highlights vulnerability as the gateway to deeper closeness. Couples often want connection, yet protect themselves when the relationship feels risky, especially during hurt feelings, misunderstandings, or fears of rejection. The book frames these moments as opportunities intimacy grows when a partner's openness is met with warmth, respect, and acceptance. When vulnerability is met with criticism, dismissal, or withdrawal, partners learn to hide what matters most, which can make the relationship feel emotionally thin even if it remains stable. Mindfulness supports vulnerability by helping partners stay with discomfort rather than reacting automatically. Instead of instantly defending, counterattacking, or shutting down, partners learn to notice the bodily and emotional signals of threat and create a small pause. In that pause, they can choose a response that protects the bond. The book's approach encourages open-heartedness without ignoring boundaries, emphasizing that healthy vulnerability involves honesty combined with care. Practiced consistently, this shift changes the emotional climate of a relationship. Difficult topics become more discussable, repairs happen faster, and partners feel safer being their real selves. Thirdly, attachment needs and becoming a safe harbor. Another major topic is attachment, the idea that close relationships are shaped by needs for security, reassurance, and reliable connection. Cordova uses attachment theory to explain why certain conflicts feel so intense. Arguments often mask deeper questions such as, do you have my back? Am I important to you? Or can I come to you when I am scared? When those needs feel threatened, partners may protest, pursue, withdraw, or become emotionally reactive in ways that amplify disconnection. The book focuses on helping partners become a safe harbor for one another, a relationship where each person can see comfort and receive it in a way that fits their partner. Mindfulness plays a role by increasing awareness of triggers and patterns. Instead of assuming the other is simply difficult, partners are guided to notice how fear, shame, or longing may be driving the interaction. With that insight, they can respond more skillfully, offering reassurance, asking for closeness directly, and building predictable rituals of connection. The result is greater emotional stability, not because conflict disappears, but because the bond becomes a steadier base for working through stress and change. Fourthly, intentional action and deep listening in everyday life. Cordova emphasizes that intimacy is built through what partners repeatedly do, not only what they intend or feel. Acting intentionally means recognizing that daily choices, tone of voice, bids for attention, and small acts of care accumulate into a shared emotional reality. When couples run on autopilot, they may unintentionally create distance even while believing they are fine. Mindfulness helps shift the relationship from automatic to deliberate by bringing awareness to moments where partners can choose connection. A key expression of intentionality is deep listening. The book distinguishes listening to understand from listening to win, fix, or prepare a rebuttal. Deep listening is difficult precisely because a partner may say something that activates defensiveness or shame. Mindfulness is presented as a way to stay grounded in the face of that activation, noticing the impulse to interrupt or correct, returning attention to the partner's experience, and reflecting back what was heard. This approach supports calmer conflict discussions, but it is also meant for ordinary conversations where being fully heard can restore closeness. Over time, intentional actions and skillful listening become a reliable pathway for repairing ruptures and sustaining warmth. Lastly, sex and physical intimacy as a mindful path. Physical intimacy is treated as an integral part of the broader journey toward closeness, not a separate issue that can be solved only with techniques. Cordova recognizes that sex can be a powerful vulnerability trigger. It involves desire, rejection sensitivity, body image, shame, and attachment needs. When couples feel disconnected emotionally, sex may become pressured, avoided, or used as a barometer for the relationship. The book brings mindfulness into this domain by encouraging awareness of sensations, emotions, expectations, and reactivity. Rather than pushing a one-size-fits-all prescription, the mindfulness emphasis invites partners to slow down and become curious about what is happening internally and between them. That includes noticing when anxiety or defensiveness hijacks the moment and learning to return to presence and connection. The goal is not performance but attunement, being with your partner in a way that supports safety, mutual pleasure, and emotional closeness. By linking sex to mindfulness and attachment, the book frames physical intimacy as another way couples practice responsiveness and acceptance. This makes sexual connection less fragile, because it is supported by the same skills used to navigate conflict, fear, and tenderness. In conclusion, this book fits best for couples who feel that daily life has made their relationship functional but less vibrant, as well as partners who want a structured, practice-based way to deepen closeness. It can also be useful for therapists, counselors, and mindfulness practitioners looking for an integrative lens that combines relationship science and contemplative practice. Readers benefit most if they are willing to practice, because the method is less about consuming insights and more about training attention, emotional tolerance, and intentional connection. The practical value is clear. Couples learn to notice reactivity earlier, respond more warmly to vulnerability, and create habits that protect the bond from distraction and stress. The intellectual benefit is the way Cordova ties everyday relationship, struggles to attachment needs, and to the moment-by-moment mechanics of mindfulness, helping partners understand not only what they are doing, but why it feels so hard to do differently. What helps the book stand out in the relationship category is its consistent focus on presence as the engine of intimacy. Many books emphasize communication scripts or conflict tactics. Cordova places those skills inside a deeper practice of attention, compassion, and intentionality. By treating emotional intimacy and sexual intimacy as connected parts of the same mindful path, it offers a coherent framework for building a relationship that feels safer, more open, and more alive. If you would like to support James V. Cordova, PhD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.